welcome to it. The most fun you can have while you're still getting ready for work. I'm telling you, here we are, loud and proud, the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, General Motors still sitting idle as that strike just drags on and on. 2.5 weeks now, leaving 50,000 employees off the job. They say GM has lost $1 billion as a result. I don't know how they figure these things, but that's what they're told. Number two, Ford and Mahindra sign a huge deal. Ford Motor Company and Mahindra making the Roxor here in Michigan now, that off-road vehicle, now making a deal to make vehicles in India. And number one, Senate Majority Leader in Michigan, Mike Shirky, says he is in no hurry to address the line item vetoes put forth by Governor Whitmer, including her chopping of the Pure Michigan campaign. Maybe it's just pure politics. Is that what it is? Pure politics? Maybe. I had lunch with Mike Shirky yesterday, among others, a little get-together with some folks from Spring Arbor University. A nice chat. Mike seemed, you know, perfectly relaxed. Had lunch, talked about a few things, didn't talk about it. I said, anything big going on? Nah, not really. Then I had, you know, had fun with it. He says he's not in a hurry, particularly. After Governor Whitmer struck nearly $1 billion worth of those line items from the Michigan budget and authorized $600 million in interdepartment transfers, the Republicans were rejected. They said that she's playing political games. And Shirky from Clark Lake says he's in no rush to address any of it. 147 items were lined out by Whitmer. It's a $59.9 billion budget. It counts to almost $1 billion. In a statement, Shirky mentioned the rearranging of the budget, extraordinary measures. There's no amount of red pen usage that will result in enough green buttons pushed in the Senate to get my governor what she wants. And we are in no rush. Here's the quote. We are in no rush to participate in Governor Whitmer's tug of war. I guess we'll just wait and see. We'll give it a watch, see what happens. Meanwhile, you know what's not really going to happen? The governor's not going to get her billions of dollars to fix the roads. And don't kid yourself. Every place I drive lately, I'm in construction zones. I don't know about you, but roads are being repaired in a lot of places, more than they have in the last few years from what I am perceiving. You tell me. Drop me a line. SteveGruber.com, the place to go. Drop me a line. Coming up on the program today, of course, we'll have a big, deep breath of fresh air with Ron Rademacher. Ann Haslett will be here, and so will Lara Trump. Nice little lineup for hour number three here. Continuing now with the headlines that you need to know about. Alyssa Slotkin being challenged by Republican Nikki Snyder. No relation to the former governor, by the way. But Snyder is a member of the State Board of Education. She says she's ready. She's a mom of three kids and says she's ready to move and said yesterday she's already planning to run before House Democrats launched their formal impeachment inquiry last week. Her campaign not prompted by Slotkin's stance. Slotkin coming in late saying she supports the impeachment inquiry. She's a nurse, a mom, and here's the quote. This is something I'm very interested in doing. I feel qualified, capable, and committed. Made those comments to the Detroit News. So we felt like maybe now was a good time to build a team, fundraise, and jump in. She's 35 years old from Dexter. She's the first Republican to jump into the race to challenge Alyssa Slotkin. Slotkin, by the way, proving to be a powerhouse fundraiser, although most of the money coming from out of state, almost none of it from Michigan. She has amassed $1.65 million in the war chest, brought in over $800,000 in the latest quarter ending September 30th, and brought in more than $2 million so far in her reelection campaign. But if you missed it earlier, Trump and the Republicans have brought in record-setting sums in the third quarter, $125 million, just over $125 million, setting the new standard and blowing away the recent standard set by Barack Obama in 2011 when they brought in $70 million. $125 million, and I'm telling you, this impeachment push is it's taking bulldozers and pushing cash into the Trump campaign and to the RNC and to all of these races. So keep that in mind. Meanwhile, Rashida Tlaib is being investigated. House Ethics Committee probing a complaint against Tlaib. Announcing that earlier this week, it's reviewing a complaint against Tlaib, who has gained notoriety as being a member of the squad, the mob squad. The committee did not disclose the nature of the complaint against the Michigan Democrat, but she's faced questions recently about collecting paychecks from her campaign. Campaign finance violations have been filed against Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And these people want to investigate Donald Trump for campaign finance violations? That's a bit much. According to the Washington Times, campaign records show that Ms. Tlaib paid herself $17,500 in salary after the midterm elections, a clear violation of the rules, according to a report in March by the Washington Free Beacon. FEC commission rules prohibit candidates from paying themselves out of campaign coffers after the election or whenever the campaign ends. There you go. All right, so good news, some big good news in business right now. So I want to end this segment. Good news, because I like good news. Ford Motor Company transferring its operations to India in a new joint venture with Mahindra and partnering on several vehicles with the Indian automaker and manufacturer, marking yet another huge partnership for Ford as global automakers look for scale to contain rising costs. The move keeps Ford involved in India on pace to become one of the world's largest automotive markets. Ford's vehicles have had trouble getting going in India. Mahindra has had great success moving its SUVs. The joint venture in which Mahindra owns a controlling stake would give Mahindra access to Ford's quality and experience in suspension, among other things. Mahindra, of course, builds the Roxor right here in Dearborn, which is basically a Willys Jeep brought to the modern day and given a 62-horse turbo diesel engine under the hood. Ford's new JV, the latest in a string of partnerships orchestrated by Jim Hackett, the CEO, and his team, aiming to cut cost and increase scale as the industry inches in an uncertain and expensive future. Many believe will be dominated by electric vehicles and other new technology. We'll find out as we go forward. But why would it matter if the world could end in 12 years? Or is it 11 years now? I get lost. It was 2030. Right. So if I buy a new car this year and I can milk it for 10 years, I should be pretty close. Right? It'll be paid off. Anyhow, I'm just... The details announced Tuesday by Ford and Mahindra announced in July when Ford executives detailed their partnership with Volkswagen on self-driving and electric vehicles. Hackett has said often since taking the helm at Ford that partnerships would be necessary to boost profitability. Ford also plans to partner with Plymouth-based Rivian Automotive, not Plymouth Automotive, but Rivian, which is the full electric truck and SUV company. Very cool looking vehicles, by the way. If you look up Rivian, very cool. $500 million Ford's investing in that deal. So big news. Mahindra, Ford, another big partnership. Profitability, you know, good stuff. We like it. Straight ahead, Ron Rademacher. Time to take a deep breath. Relax. Throw all that toxicity out the window. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Autumn. Cool, crisp days. Uncrowded streets. And the trees ablaze with color. It's time to discover beautiful Benzie County. Come pedal a path, kayak a quiet river, and at day's end, toast a fiery sunset. Make spectacular fall memories. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. For additional information, go to visitbenzie.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for more information.